Welcome to Let's Talk Learning Disabilities with Lori Peterson. Lori spends her days talking about dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and ADHD. She talks to students and adults who have had a lifetime of academic challenges. She's here to share their stories along with other insights with you. So let's talk learning disabilities.
Hey everybody, this is Lori, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk Learning Disabilities. So here we are, back to school time, and guess what? Every year at this time, you will see your social media feed filling up with first day of school pictures, new backpacks, fresh notebooks, sharp pencils, big smiles. All the parents are hopeful. Most of the teachers are excited. Some of the kids are nervous, but every year I think about one particular group of students, not the students that everyone knows are going to struggle. I'm thinking about the students who are going to make good grades. The ones who probably aren't going to get in any trouble this year. The ones whose teachers may never suspect that anything is wrong, because those are often the students who eventually end up sitting in my office. As an educational diagnostician, I cannot tell you how many times a parent has sat across from me and said, "I don't understand. She's always made A's. She makes great grades." Or, "Everyone keeps telling us he's doing fine." Then almost as an afterthought, they always say something that changes everything. I might hear something like, "You know, but homework takes 4 hours every night," or, "She seems to cry before every single test," or, "It seems like he's reading every chapter 2 times or more." She never wants anyone to hear her read out loud. She'll read to herself, but don't ask her to read out loud. And when I hear those things, that's when I know there's probably a lot more to the story. Today, I don't want to talk about school supplies or homework routines. I want to talk about the students who are surviving school instead of experiencing it. So the first thing I want to talk about is grades. Good grades can hide real struggles. And I think we've accidentally trained ourselves to believe that grades tell us the whole story, but they don't. Grades tell us what a student produced. They rarely tell us what it cost them to produce it. One student might have to study 3 times longer. One has to reread every page. One memorizes everything instead of really comprehending it. One has parents sitting beside them until 11 o'clock at night. One spends every ounce of energy holding it together at school. Then they come home and they totally fall apart. These days, several have the option of taking a test again for a better grade or completing test corrections for those extra points. Regardless of which one of these we're seeing, the grades all look the same. However, the effort doesn't. As a diagnostician, we don't just look at outcomes, we look at efficiency. How much effort did it take to get there? Then there is the compensation trap. This is something that I wish every single parent understood. Bright kids can struggle, and they are often the hardest to identify. The thing about bright kids, though, is that they know how to compensate. They make up for their struggles with things like excellent vocabulary, great memory skills, good problem-solving and reasoning skills, super supportive parents. Some of them even have teachers who just naturally scaffold instruction by providing frequent prompts, modeling tasks, checking in regularly, breaking complex assignments into manageable steps. If you've got a teacher that's doing it for your child, the next teacher may not do that. And that's where you might see the struggles kick in. But for this year, they might be just cruising right through. All of these things can camouflage learning disabilities like dyslexia, ADHD, executive dysfunction, slow processing speed, and it can camouflage it for years. Those bright kids keep on compensating, but eventually they are going to hit a wall. Eventually, the workload becomes too heavy. Basically, compensation works until it doesn't. So, what should parents watch for during the first 6 weeks instead of grades? What you should be watching for is, how long is it taking to get homework done on a consistent basis? We all have those times where maybe there's going to be one night where we stay up later getting stuff done, or there's a bigger project due, or a harder task, or a bigger test to study for. But on a regular basis, how long is homework taking? How exhausted are they when they get home from school? Do they need to come home and be left alone and isolate? Do they need to come home and veg out, take a nap? Do they have a complete meltdown if you suggest doing homework as soon as they get home from school? How exhausted are they? Is reading something that they've started to avoid? That's very important to watch for. All of a sudden, they hate school. They're complaining about it. You can't get them out of bed. You can't get them in the car in the morning. They complain about school nonstop. One of the most important things you need to watch out for is when your child stops believing that they are smart. And have they become anxious? Are they worried? Are they have performance anxiety? Are they worrying about tests? Are they worrying about grades? Are they worrying about their performance? Are you seeing that anxiety spike? And is every assignment a battle? Every homework assignment's a battle. Every task is a battle after school. Do you notice, are they relying on you more instead of becoming more independent? Because as our kids get older, they should start to gain more independence with their homework. But is your student continuing to rely on you? These are the kinds of things that I'm going to pay attention to long before I ever want to look at a report card. Something to consider. Let's talk about what the school sees versus what you might see at home. The school sees completed assignments, good grades. The child participates. Or they're quiet, but they're not a behavior concern. However, parents are seeing a 3-hour homework session every night, constant meltdowns, task avoidance when it comes to anything school related, Sunday night anxiety, no free time. Your child is even considering giving up some of their extracurriculars because they just don't have time, because their workload at school is all consuming. You're having to give your child constant reminders, and you're seeing them lose their confidence. So neither one of those perspectives is wrong, whether it's the teachers or the parents. What the teacher is seeing is real, but what the parent is seeing is real. You guys are just seeing different parts of the day. So here is the question every parent should ask. Instead of asking, is my child making good grades? Ask, is my child working significantly harder than their peers to earn those grades? That question changes everything. I want to leave you with this thought. Some children struggle because learning is difficult. Other children struggle because hiding their struggle has become their full-time job. These are the students I worry about. They're bright, they're capable, they're resilient. But resilience isn't supposed to mean carrying twice the weight forever. As we begin another school year, don't just celebrate the grades. Celebrate confidence. Celebrate curiosity. Celebrate progress. And if your child is succeeding but paying an invisible price, trust your instincts. Sometimes the most important struggles are the ones no one else can see. If this short, brief episode, this back-to-school reminder reminds you of your own child or maybe someone else's, I hope you'll share it. Sometimes the biggest gift we can give another parent is helping them realize they're not imagining what they're seeing. And you know, if you have questions, you can always reach out to us here at letstalklearningdisabilities@gmail.com. I'm happy to answer any of your back-to-school questions or concerns you may have about your child. And in previous years, we've talked about getting your 504 plan prepared and your IEPs and your accommodations and meeting with the teachers and all the things. And I highly recommend you go back and listen to those episodes because that's great information. But this year, I just wanted to touch on something different, and I wanted to maybe just give you something else to think about as this school year begins. So I hope everyone has an amazing back-to-school season. I know it's like over the next month or so. And know that we are always here if we can help, or if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. And we'll be back with some new guests with our next episode. We're very excited about the back-to-school, and so we're lining up some really cool guests for this fall season. So hope everyone has a great day. Thank you guys so much for being here today, and come back and listen to the next episode of Let's Talk Learning Disabilities.
Thank you so much for joining us today. In our show notes, you can find information about today's talk, as well as links to resources and other episodes. If you have questions about today's talk, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to stay connected, you can contact us through Diagnostic Learning Services on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So, let's keep talking learning disabilities. This podcast is sponsored by eDiagnostic Learning. You can find more information at www.ediagnosticlearning.com.